To Judy White, who, like Daphne becoming the laurel, dared me to become the wind. Barry Michaels, with help from Rainer Maria Rilke. For Andrew, who faced death as a boy and in the struggle became a man. Phil Stutz. To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all. Oscar Wilde. Awake, arise, or be forever fallen. John Milton, Paradise Lost. Introduction. Most people suspect they could live a completely different life from the one they're now living. In this other life, their days are joyful. They're more confident. They take more risks. The things they do feel more meaningful. It's as if, in this alternate existence, they've plugged into a different kind of energy, an energy that makes anything seem possible. What they suspect is true. This energy is real, and it has the power to change lives. We call it the life force. It's the great prize of the universe, immortal, unstoppable, endlessly creative. Most of us have experienced the life force in some way. You may have felt it at the birth of a child. It might have emerged as an urge to play an instrument that you gave up on when you were younger. Maybe you were stuck on something you were writing, and then suddenly the solution came to you out of nowhere. Or perhaps you felt a dizzying grace when members of your family treated one another with love. There are an endless number of examples, each one reflecting the guiding, creating, infinitely nurturing qualities of the life force. The most significant use of the life force is that it allows each of us to put our stamp on the world, to give it something that is uniquely our own. It doesn't matter if it's something huge and public or something humble and private, as long as it's meaningful to you. When you use the life force in this way, you feel fully alive. But most of us get no more than a quick glimpse of this other life before a curtain drops and we lose touch with it, wondering if it ever really existed. We find ourselves back in tedious, normal life, stripped of promise, focused on what we can't do, not on what we can. The source of our powerlessness, we believe, is some painful personal problem we are unable to overcome. It doesn't matter what the problem is. What matters is that you're unable to conquer it. Here are some of the ways our patients describe problems they've been unable to vanquish. Do any of these statements sound familiar to you? Do they apply to you or someone in your life? I can't control my thoughts. I scan my life looking for things to worry about. It's like I'm torturing myself. I feel like there's this in-group I can never be a part of. It's like there's something wrong with me. When I'm around people, my mind fills with negative thoughts about myself. I can't stand up to my boyfriend because I'm too afraid of losing him. On nights when I'm not with him, I drive past his house to make sure he's not out with someone else. I feel overwhelmed by the amount I have to get done, yet I sit in front of the TV like a zombie. I don't know what I'm waiting for. The world is unfair. People don't treat me the way I deserve. When my feelings are hurt, I don't get over it for days. The nature of the problem is different for each of these people, but they have one thing in common. Their problems seem insurmountable. Going to therapy and understanding the cause of the problem is no guarantee they can solve it. What we've found, after a combined 70 years of experience as practicing psychotherapists, is that understanding isn't the key to overcoming emotional problems. So what is? Hidden behind each problem is a force working to make sure you don't solve it. When you can't overcome an emotional problem, you feel powerless, and getting what you want from life feels impossible. This sense of impossibility keeps spreading, a poison in your soul. Eventually, you give up on expressing who you really are, on living the way you suspect you could. Being unable to solve your personal problems isn't an indicator of lack of potential. It's a sign that a powerful adversary is blocking your access to the life force. But concepts and theories